Healthcare reform in President Obama's second term. Welcome to the January 28th edition of Policy and Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Frances Correa. Amid the pomp and circumstance of his inauguration, President Obama addressed an ongoing health policy problem: how to sustain the costly Medicare program. While the president was short on specifics, he voiced strong support for the program as a safety net for seniors. But he does support the Independent Payment Advisory Board, or IPAB, which was created under the Affordable Care Act. The 15-member panel, almost universally opposed by physicians, would keep Medicare costs down via cuts to provider payments. Legislation in the House seeks to repeal the IPAB. Dr. Jeremy Lazarus, president of the American Medical Association, explained why repeal is important to physicians.
It really makes arbitrary pay cuts that are really indiscriminate, and this is on top of the already failed Medicare payment system. So we think this is not the way to try to improve the way that we deliver care to patients through Medicare. And are looking towards Congress to find new ways of delivering and paying for care that will really improve the care that we give to patients and also decrease cost over the long run.
The bill has some bipartisan support in the House, but faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Dr. Lazarus said replacement of the sustainable growth rate formula is another top priority for the AMA in the new Congress. Meanwhile, two new public polls show that the country is divided on what it thinks about another health reform provision, expanding Medicaid. About half of those polled by the Kaiser Family Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health said their state should expand Medicaid, but the numbers changed substantially when they were grouped by political party affiliation. Two-thirds of Republicans said no to expansion, while three-fourths of Democrats said yes. The American Cancer Society's Cancer Action Network also surveyed Americans on the Medicaid expansion, but focused on states where governors have been hesitating. Two-thirds of respondents in those states said yes to expansion. The Cancer Society said that Democrats and independents were more in favor, while few Republicans agreed. In other health reform news, a new study shows focusing on quality improvement can help bring healthcare costs down. The JAMA study found that local quality improvement organizations cut hospitalization and 30-day readmissions by close to 6% in some communities. The two-year project focused on fee-for-service Medicare patients. The researchers said the model could save about $4 million a year for a community of 50,000. Each improvement organization in this study used a slightly different technique. Most, though, focused on care transitions, improved discharge planning, and medication reconciliation. But the biggest contributor to success seemed to be getting physicians and other providers together. That's according to Dr. Jane Brock, the lead study author.
So when you have a bunch of providers trying to function in concert on behalf of the population they already mutually serve, we think that's the key intervention that explains our success. The QIOs are now working with almost 400 communities nationwide trying to support similar types of coalition behavior. And we are seeing that this can be widely adapted in a large number of community settings.
Stay tuned as Congress considers possible cuts to health programs in an effort to avoid the next fiscal cliff. And that's the Policy and Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.